It's the What a Weird Week Show Halloween Special 2023.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like
Weird Tales.
Well, we got a great show for you today. We're some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott. Welcome to our What a Weird Week Halloween Special. Usually we have a top 10 countdown of weird news. This episode is all weird Halloween. For show notes, go to shownotes.page. Shownotes.page. And now it's time to get Halloweird. Season 4, Episode 57, first published on Friday, October 27th, 2023.
10.
Kicking things off at number 10, a quick check-in on our last year headline about Halloween costumes that would be popular in the year 2022 from WSYR Television. Last year, the number one costume, according to WSYR, was Max from Stranger Things. Also in there was Elvis and House of the Dragon. I don't know how that worked out where you were at, but at my work, nobody dressed like any of those. It was all Yellowstone and dollar store horns people. I'm an ambiguous creature with dollar store horns. A lot of that. For 2023, according to Google Frightgeist, the top three costumes, Barbie, Princess, Spider-Man. Some classics.
9.
Number 9 is some stats that I dug up for Paranormal Day. Ooh, dug up. I didn't even mean that one. Anyway, these stats, still spooky at Halloween. Paranormal Day by the numbers, 83% of people surveyed said they had some kind of paranormal activity in their home. 83%? That seems rather high. Hearing sounds or voices is the number one most common paranormal activity, and lights turning on and off is up there as well. 1 in 10 people say they sold their home after a paranormal experience. Here's some good news. Split-level homeowners, your home is far less likely to be haunted. Based on reports of hauntings, according to this article, split-level homes not as frequently haunted. Something to consider if you're in the market.
This is What a Weird Week.
Okay, before we go any further, we want to welcome a new sponsor to the program. Now this message.
Yes, who is it?
Special delivery.
Special delivery? Why, that's one of the best kinds of delivery. I wonder what it could be.
Oh, it's a lovely pumpkin. Oh, and there's a message carved into it. Why, it's a Halloween pumpkin. Let's see, what's it say? Dear Larry, we are over. Last night was a horrible mistake. Oh, there's more. I hope we never see each other again, but if we do, I will be carrying a sock full of butter, which I will swing at your kneecaps. Signed, Sharon. Oh, it's from Sharon. Scotty and Tony Brand Dumpkins, a fun Halloween pumpkin that also tells that certain someone it's over. They are dumped. That this pumpkin is the only one who'll be around to listen to your nose whistle from now on, Larry. Hasta luego from Scotty and Tony Brand Dumpkins. Available in orange, white, and new for this season, smelly. Welcome back. This is the What a Weird Week Show Halloween Special.
8.
For number 8, we're going to take a quick, careful, cautious look at Ouija boards. I feel those things terrify me, and I feel like you should steer clear of those things. The legend of how it got its name. According to the legend, one of the investors said to the Ouija board, "What's your name?" And it's spelled out Ouija. Legend. Another legend, when they went to get it registered at the patent office, they had to show the patent office guy how it worked, and they used it to spell out his name. Again, legend. Although portions of that are confirmed. We have a link in the show notes. They did have to do a demonstration for the patent office. The things sold like crazy. They had to open more factories to produce Ouija boards. In 1927, one of the guys running the company fell to his death tragically from the roof of a new factory, one that he claimed a Ouija board told him to build. Sometimes the actual stories behind the legends, just as freaky.
7.
Number 7, some tips on candy hangovers. If you end up with a candy hangover the day after Halloween, consider eating pineapple. We link to an article. Here's a quote. The tropical fruit contains enzymes that aid digestion and break down proteins that usually cause bloat. Also contains 180 milligrams of bloat-busting potassium per cup. Researchers have also found that pineapple can reduce colonic inflammation that may be leading to that distended stomach. It sort of ended a little bit, to me, a little gross with the distended stomach, but we put the link and it does seem to be a good tip if you're going to have a candy hangover. Thanks for checking out the What a Weird Week show. This is our Halloween special. For more, see shownotes.page.
Six.
Number six, first a look back to 2022, the most popular pet Halloween costumes for last year, according to Canine Journal: ghost, spider, lion, witch, bumblebee, bat, hot dog, and pumpkin, number one last year. Canine Journal has updated the article. Let's run down the list here. Oh, and from the National Retail Federation, pet costume sales projected to be $700 million this year. Now, spoiler alert, but pumpkin and hot dog continue to rule the list of favorite dog costumes. There's not a lot of change. For 2023, pet costumes: witch, ghost, lion, cat, devil, spider, bumblebee, bat, hot dog, pumpkin. So really, you got witch, you got cat. They've moved up the list a little, but there's not much change other than that. I do like the irony of dressing your dog as a cat if the dog's okay with it. It's hilarious. But not a lot of variety for our family pets.
Five.
Number five is an update to a story we had in June when we talked about the Ohio lady who made the news for refusing to remove a 9-foot-tall werewolf statue. Mary Simmons says Phil the werewolf has sort of become a mascot in her yard, went up as a Halloween decoration, but after October was over, she started to really enjoy having Phil up as a year-round decoration. Mary began to dress Phil for different seasons. Somebody complained, and the city sent Mary a warning, but then the city said they're not going to follow up or enforce the werewolf removal. So at that time, back in June, on this very show, sounded like Mary won the neighborhood werewolf fight. Ready for the update? Just last week, Mary dressed up Phil as Phantom of the Opera. Phantom Phil of the Werewolf Opera. Sounds a little bit like a Tim Burton movie. Stop motion animation Tim Burton project. If you happen to have his home number. Welcome back to Weirdoween, the What a Weird Week show Halloween special. For show notes, go to shownotes.page.
Four.
Number four is an update to a story that we just had a little bit ago, but a fantastic Halloweenish story. When that Chucky doll was placed in handcuffs, arrested, and booked for crimes in Mexico. At the time, I wholeheartedly supported this move because, I mean, you watch those Chucky movies, one thing you learn is you cannot trust evil Chucky. In case you missed it, here's the story. The episode's still online if you want to listen to it, but essentially there was a series of attempted robberies in Mexico and authorities traced the crime back to a couple of suspects. One was a Chucky doll and the other was the owner of the Chucky doll. Witness reports seem to indicate the human suspect got arrested after making Chucky hold a large knife to scare people into handing over their money. Suspect was believed to have been high at the time. Here's the update. It's not a lot of a follow-up to it. Still some unanswered questions. Human suspect released. Whereabouts of the doll, unknown. What? That's how it all starts, you guys. Every Chucky movie. I mean, they had him in custody. They had Chucky locked up. And now they don't know Chucky's whereabouts? This is bad.
Three.
Number three is another update. A little while ago, we sent out congratulations to Steve from Missouri, who broke the Guinness World Record for longest journey by pumpkin boat. So, fitting to have this in our Halloween episode, isn't it? Pumpkins, Halloween, you should try it. They go good together. It took almost 11 hours to paddle his 1,200-pound pumpkin 38 miles on the shark-infested Missouri River. Now, at the time, I wrote citation needed in the show notes. We weren't sure if the river was shark-infested. Well, the update to this story, it turns out the Missouri River is not shark-infested. Home to thousands of piranha, though. This is the What a Weird Week Halloween special. Thank you for being here. A few episodes ago, we talked about that big old pumpkin that broke the world record, over a ton. We have an update. In case you missed it, the pumpkin, the world record smashing pumpkin. Wait, smashing pumpkins? That has a ring to it. 2,749 pounds. A farmer from Minnesota and his enormous pumpkin won the world championship pumpkin weigh-off in California. Farmer Travis and his pumpkin, which he named Michael Jordan. We said at the time, Travis, the farmer, said it cost about $15,000 to raise up Michael Jordan, the pumpkin, but he won $30,000 in prize money. Here's the update to the story. Ooh, were you worried it was some kind of a scandal? It's not a scandal. Pumpkin filled with lead. Or dolphin. The pumpkin was filled with dolphins. That would be a scandal, right? Anyway, none of that. It's a nice update. Travis and the giant pumpkin back in the news because during a special city council meeting the other day, the mayor of Travis's hometown in Minnesota, this is Mayor Phil Rice. Well, Mayor Phil declared Saturday, October 28th, 2023, Travis Ginger Day. Congratulations, Farmer Travis. Enjoy your day.
One.
From the Guinness World Records, folks, Farm celebrates Halloween with giant Jack Skellington pumpkin mosaic. It's a giant mosaic using different colored pumpkins on the side of a hill, and these pumpkins form a scene from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's almost the size of a tennis court, 2,000 and some square feet. In case you want to get going on beating that record, that's how big it would have to be. They think there's around 10,000 pumpkins in that thing, so world record breaker for Halloween. It's an impressive photo, I have to say. It's quite artistic. Halloween from the What a Weird Week show. We're going to keep going a little bit longer, some bonus Halloweenery. But we already did a top 10, so if you want to be out at this point, maybe just quick 5-star review, 19-star review, and you're out. We appreciate it. Some more Halloween world records. Most people dressed in certain costumes. The biggest group by far is zombies. The world record for the most zombies in one place, 15,458 zombies. We have a few more in the show notes, shownotes.page. I fear that you show up to the zombie event. What if a zombie apocalypse actually breaks out while you're trying to set the zombie world record? You wouldn't know who's who, but you'd have a heck of a record. Fastest pumpkin carving record belongs to Stephen Clark, who carved one regulation size pumpkin in 9.4 seconds. Also carved a ton of pumpkins in 3 hours, 3 minutes, and 49 seconds. So both ends of the spectrum there for pumpkin carving, Stephen Clark.
Most pumpkin smashed in a minute. Now, here you go. This could be expensive, though. You'd need some sort of pumpkin sponsor on this one, I think. They have gone up in price. 52 pumpkins is the world record. 52 pumpkins smashed in a minute, if you wanted to attempt that one this weekend. I like this one. The oldest ghost in the world. It's a little bit controversial because I'm not sure if you're aware, but some people don't believe in them. Ghosts? The oldest ghost, unofficially, the 220-million-year-old ghost. There's a ranch in New Mexico where people reported seeing this sort of snake-like ghost. It's not a human ghost. It's some weird creature. But it's not like a cryptid. It's not like Bigfoot. It's a ghost of a creature. People started reporting these sightings, and then, this is weird, you guys, in 1947, a paleontologist discovered fossils of an animal that looks like that ghost. Phytosaur? We put a photo in the show notes. Anyway, now people are saying, well, we were seeing the ghost of a phytosaur. So, and it's the Guinness Book of World Records has an article about it. It is the oldest ghost. Even more Halloweenish records to terrify you. Most TP mummies within a 3-minute time limit. In 2015 in London, 51 people got wrapped as toilet paper mummies in 3 minutes. That's the record, 51. That's something you could try this weekend. You going to a Halloween party? Toilet paper mummy record, baby. Best party ever. Largest collection of haunted dolls in the world is at the Island of the Dolls in Mexico. Imagine thousands of broken, scary-looking dolls and doll pieces hanging from trees. The article I read says it started in the 1950s. The dolls were placed around the island to appease a ghost. And the legend also says these dolls come to life at night. So I will not be investigating that one further. No need to hit our Patreon for that. We're not fundraising for that trip. Largest Ouija board in the world was 3,158 square feet. That record set in 2019. The Ouija board unveiled in Salem, Massachusetts. They called it Ouijizilla. The planchette alone weighed 400 pounds. Just thinking about that scares me. Imagine the size of the ghosts that thing would conjure up. No thank you. Just wrap up with this quick stat. I'm not sure what you're expecting for Halloween this year. You never know how many trick-or-treaters you're going to get if you're a homeowner or whatever, and never sure what the top costume is going to be. Is there going to be enough treats the next day on sale? All of these worries we have around Halloween time. The National Retail Federation says spending for Halloween 2023 will surpass pre-pandemic numbers. We'll spend $12.2 billion on Halloween this year. That's a new record. That's great news, right? Is it? Great. It's great news. Let's go with great news on that one. And that's the What a Weird Week show. For show notes and more, go to shownotes.page. And thank you to our friends on the stream. Every weekend, we're one of the things you can hear on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio or check the link in our show notes. Shownotes.page. Did I already say that? I say it a lot, I know. See you next Friday for another countdown of weird news on What a Weird Week.